All right, so we're recording now. That's always fun. Hello, and let's do that again. I think I was too loud. Hello, and welcome to Bison Talk. My name is Henry.
And I'm Lula.
I'm Addie.
And welcome, as we said, welcome to Bison Talk. This is the first ever episode of Bison Talk. It's a podcast where we're just going to talk about stuff for, I don't know, a good amount of time.
Yeah, sounds pretty much like it.
Yeah. So, how are we doing today?
Who wants to go first?
It could be anyone.
I can go first.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I'm late today.
Oh, yeah. Let's do over that.
Okay,
that
so, well, we were supposed to meet here at 5:30. It is currently 6:25. 55 minutes late because my car wouldn't start. And this has happened before. My battery is in the back, in the trunk.
Really? What kind of car do you have?
A Volvo.
Okay, that makes sense.
2009, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I actually didn't know how to get the trunk open, fun fact.
Oh.
I'm just a girl. And I don't know, this is kind of embarrassing, but I did it wrong. And I kind of melted the jumper cables.
You melted the jumper cable?
Partially. Only a little
bit. Oh, no.
I melted them only a little bit.
Addie.
Just a little bit.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I've never used them. So.
Yeah, me either. But how'd you do it? Did you do it wrong?
Did it wrong. I know the correct way because Campus Police. Campus Police. I'm your biggest fan sometimes. Right now I am. And he showed me correctly how to do it.
That's good.
So
yeah.
So I won't melt any more jumper cables. Thank you, Campus Police.
You probably short-circuited it. Where you didn't leave enough room and it just kind of ran through itself. Usually happens with wires like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know better now.
All right. So that's why you were late today?
Yeah.
All right. How about you? How are you doing, Lyddon?
Oh my God. I have to recall to what I did today. I only had one class. I got here a little bit early. And yesterday I lost my earbuds here. They were Bluetooth earbuds. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the places I went back to check where they were and every lost and found, and I couldn't find them, so I bought AirPods.
You bought brand new AirPods?
I bought brand new AirPods from the
Wow.
Store. I'm supposed to be
we're probably gonna find them now.
I'm supposed to be a broke college student. I'm not supposed to be out here buying AirPods on a whim, but I really needed them.
Do you know what you need to go on? You need to go on Temu.
Stop.
You need to
I
go
needed
on-
them right now though.
Yeah, Temu always takes long, but when I needed headphones, I went on Temu, and they only sucked a little bit.
Oh, my days.
Oh,
I usually use AliExpress for everything, so AliExpress is my go-to. I don't know about Temu.
AliExpress? Yeah. I'm a Temu guy.
I'm
waiting on a package right now.
Lulu here.
What?
I support Lulu here.
I got this pin from AliExpress. I got a pack of 30, and I match them with every outfit I wear now.
Wow.
That's dedication.
It was what? A couple cents for 30, and they're good quality too.
Wow, that's nice. So, my day was pretty good. I went to the chiropractor for the first time. Hashtag adulting, I guess. it was good. He adjusted my back. And, I found out that, one, I'm incredibly flat-footed. They, scanned my feet, which is something that they do at the chiropractor. And usually there's they highlights the red spots, which is where most of your pressure should be, on your feet.
Yeah.
I took a glance at mine, all red. The whole thing was red.
Henry, that's not good.
It's not good. I know I have flat feet and it's a problem because then
get arches, arch support.
I think I'm getting orthopedics.
Oh,
an old man. I think he's ordering me orthopedics that I can. Where?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An old man is crazy.
Trust me, my job has aged me at least 40 years at this point.
My fair share of self-care is probably going to be the massage chair in the library.
There's a massage chair in the library?
Yes, it goes everywhere. I felt like I was violated because it goes, it touches everything.
I am going to the library right
after.
Where
is the library? No, what? Where is it in the library?
Okay, I'm going to gatekeep this because I know people listening are going to use it all. I want to use it all the time, but I'll show you guys after the the recording, but gatekeeping, you basically just, it's just one room where you just ask for the key and you go in, and there's a TV that you can like connect stuff to, and then there's like a little fountain where you can pour water in, and the massage chair, you can pick your settings, like you can go there for an hour, 30 minutes, and just sit there, and everything, I'm telling you guys, everything.
That's amazing.
I will be making an appearance at the library.
That's a funny story about the library. I was there the other day just because I was waiting for something. It was Monday, and I don't have class in the afternoons on Monday except for opera. I'm a singer, by the way. Viewers, listeners at home, I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for opera, but we didn't have opera. And I didn't just want to sit around my dorm doing nothing for a few hours, you know, because I want to have a life.
Yep, fair enough.
So I went to the library just to walk around. So, you know, on the second floor, they have, like, the Library of Congress?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The dusty area.
Turns out, it goes way farther back than you think it does. Like, I was walking back there, and I look around, I'm like, where am I? Like, I felt like I went to the back rooms for, like, a split second before I realized where I was. Like, it is bizarre back there. And nothing, I bet you, half the things in that, like, that library have not been touched since they were written.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
where is this?
In the library. In the second library. Floor of the library. Like, the main like, floor of the library.
I've only been on the first floor.
There's a second floor.
In the basement.
The second floor is where all the books are.
Well, I don't...
Where do you think all the books were?
I don't go to the library. Okay. I would go to the math dungeon. From Math 98.
The math dungeon.
The math dungeon.
Yeah. I've heard people call it the math aquarium.
Aquarium?
Not even... It's called the math emporium.
I call it the dungeon.
From what I've seen of it, it looks like a dungeon.
There's such a funny thing people say. I've never been there because I never had to do it. But like people say like, oh, have you done your time yet? And I'm just like, what? Done your time? What? They're talking about the math emporium the whole time.
It's 2 hours a week, man.
It sounds like, it honestly sounds like it's like a prison situation. Like, have you done your time yet?
Jail time.
Yeah, like jail time every week.
It is prison.
It looks bad because it's like you're not allowed to be on your phone. You're supposed to be focused on this, and it's like
okay,
math.
My ADHD could not.
Right, they say all those things, but they're really not that strict.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, thanks because of my major, I don't have to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't sing your math problems away.
Oh no, I don't have to take a math class.
Yeah.
What?
Perks? Yeah, I don't. Perks of being music education. By the way, I'm vocal music education. That's what my major is, listeners at home.
Listeners at home, make sure you write that down in a notepad and stick it on your wall.
There will be a test later.
Yep.
Okay. I have a question for you guys, and this is something that I found recently. I found it at dinner today. I like theater, like musical theater, Shakespeare, and I follow the Shakespeare's The Globe Theater, which is like the place where they perform Shakespeare in London. And this is a really interesting question that I wanted to bring up. They tweeted out, you can change the outcome of Romeo and Juliet by speaking to one character. Who would you speak to and what do you say? Are we familiar with Romeo and Juliet here?
Yep.
Yeah.
So in all the plots of Romeo and Juliet, what's the one character you would talk to like change the whole outcome of the play?
Well, would I know, like, everything that happened?
Yes. Okay. So, let's say you know everything that happens in the play. What's the one character you can speak to tell to, like, that will change the outcome of the play?
Wasn't it Juliet who faked her death?
Yes.
And she, like, wakes up later?
So, like, in the plot, spoilers to people who don't know this play from the 1600s.
Pretty sure they do.
Or 1500s, 1700s, 1600s? I don't know. I'm not into dates. It's, what is it? Juliet gives herself like a sleeping poison to like make her fall asleep so people think that she's dead so she can run away with Romeo. But Romeo sees it and thinks, oh, she's dead. I'm going to kill myself now. Kills himself. Juliet wakes up and goes, oh my gosh, Romeo's actually dead. And then Juliet kills herself.
Yeah, so maybe at that point I'll just write, you know, I wouldn't even talk to them because what business do I have talking to Romeo? I'll just write a note, put it, like, stick it on her forehead and be like, I'm asleep
for
now.
Forehead?
30 minutes later. Just like wait for 30 minutes.
You're going to take a sticky note to the 1600s.
A cloth, whatever they call. And then, ugh. I don't know, use a piece of mud and just say, just wait. Just wait 30 minutes.
I think they had paper and ink.
Okay. I would... A feathering quill.
Feathering quill. The printing press was a thing at the time. I'm fairly certain.
On her forehead. 30 minutes.
Go to Guggenheim. That's a museum in New York. Gutenberg. Go to Gutenberg and use the Gutenberg printing press.
Gutenberg on her forehead.
I.
What?
Excuse me.
I would talk to Juliet and be like,
she's sleeping though. Oh, at a different point.
Okay. I'd be like, Juliet, you're 13. Calm down.
Yeah,
you didn't know that.
Yeah, no, she was 13 in that play.
Calm down, girly. You're 13.
Okay, maybe I was brainwashed because every time I saw it, like, in the books or not in the books, but like they would make us comic books.
Oh yeah.
To read over again. Or in the movies, it's always an older actor. I don't know if they're okay doing a 13-year-old, but okay.
Well, I think that's the point, is that Juliet's 13 and Romeo is definitely not.
I think he was... Wait, I'm going to
Google
it.
Wasn't he like 19?
I feel like he was like 20, which is...
That's not bad, though.
13 and 19?
My parents are 18 years apart.
At the time.
Well, at the time, yes, but nowadays...
Nowadays, not really, unless she turns 20.
I would like to take a reminder and say that the opinions and thoughts expressed on Bison Talk are not explicitly of the Bison Information Network. I'm glad I got that out of the way. Logan can't get us in trouble now.
Hi, Logan. It says, Romeo's age is never specified, but he could be somewhere 16 to 21.
Ooh, that's a big age range.
Okay, 16 is not bad.
Well, 16 is only
right
3.
Now.
Yeah,
16.
That,
yeah,
happens,
no, that happens right now, yes. The 21 part, though.
That happens, like, once a blue moon or something.
21 and 13?
Yeah. Right now? Yeah.
That's a crime.
That happens once a blue moon.
It does, and that's a crime.
Yeah.
But whatever.
What a fun talk. I would talk to the families and say, like, stop fighting. Stop fighting, families.
Capulet and Montague. Montague?
I would talk to, the Capulets and Montagues. I would talk to Tybalt and just say, hey, don't fight Romeo. Don't fight him. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Let bygones be bygones.
Bottle your emotions like the rest of us.
Be an Irishman. Bottle your emotions.
Literally sit down and drink tea. Like,
literally.
Or alcohol. Just get drunk. Again, the opinions expressed here on this podcast.
I suggest tea.
Tea is better.
Probably tea.
Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a fun little diversion.
Well, I have a question for you guys.
Yes, okay.
It's less thought-provoking, I guess. What's your favorite grocery store?
Grocery store? I'm a Cub guy. Cub or Aldi?
What's Cub?
Are you from the cities?
No.
Listeners, okay. I'm from the cities, St. Paul specifically. It must be just a local thing, because I'm from the cities, and we have Cub Foods in the cities.
I know Cub.
I know, Cub is great. I love Cub.
I've never been there, if I'm being honest.
You should, it's great. It's either that or Aldi. I'm an Aldi guy, too. Whenever I need to get, like, things that I don't want to spend a lot of money on, go to Aldi. And this is also just free promotion, but go to Aldi, guys.
I'm a Coburn's gal.
Coburn's, interesting.
Actually... Okay, have you ever been to Trader Joe's?
I have been to Trader Joe's.
Lulu, have you?
Mm-mm. Someone needs to take me there.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I didn't really know what it was. Like, I've been wanting to go for the longest time because I've, like, on the internet, it's Trader Joe's. And I took my girlfriend there, and we were like, oh my goodness, this is the greatest place on planet Earth.
It's so amazing.
They've got flowers.
It's the one place that I know sells Toblerone.
I don't know what that is.
Are you... The one place is Trader Joe's for you?
I'm fairly certain the one place that sells Toblerone is Trader Joe's, but go on.
No, I go to international like stores and they sell that.
Damn, where do you go? I gotta go to those stores. Alright, Addy, why do you love Trader Joe's so much?
Because it's just really nice. I don't know. I think the flowers... Kind of sold me. I did have this really bad. I bought this like canned oat milk latte drink. Do not buy the oat milk latte from Trader Joe's.
Is it bad?
It was bad.
Oh.
I still love it though. It's got my heart.
All right. What about you? Favorite? What's your favorite grocery store?
I honestly, I never thought about that before. I usually just go to Walmart or Sam's Club.
All
That's
right.
real though.
Or
yeah.
Or an international or the International Mall.
Ooh, it's also very nice.
Yep.
I do like Walmart. Well, not really, but
you
it's
don't
like
Walmart.
I like Target.
You can like both.
I know, but I like Target.
That's
better
enough.
Than Walmart.
That's fair enough.
I've just been in Walmart my whole life. Like everything I ever needed was just at Walmart.
Yeah, it kind of is great.
Or the mall, I
guess. It's like the jack of all trades of like stores.
Yeah. It is. I found a garment bag there. You can't find garment bags anywhere.
What? Where are you shopping where you can't find these things?
Target.
You can't find Toblerone. You can't find garbage bags.
Garbage bags? I can find garbage bags at Target.
You just...
Garment?
Garment bags.
Oh, garment bags.
What is
bags?
A garment bag?
Oh, I forgot. You guys don't wear suits. It's a suit bag. It, like... it keeps your suit, like...
Oh, okay.
It's, like,
oh.
a good place to hold your suit in.
Yeah.
I like them. Make sure... Because I have to wear suits a lot.
Yep.
Because I perform a lot. So I like to keep it... If I'm traveling, I like to keep it in a suit. Like a suit bag.
Yeah.
Garment bag. I'm waving my hands around, audience.
I wish we had those for, like, dresses and stuff. We just have hangers.
They do exist.
Really?
Dress bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, they exist. I was just on a 4-day tour, like, with my choir. And they had them.
I'm going to have to invest in those.
Yeah. All right. Well... anything else people wanted to talk about before I dive into the meat and potatoes that I have on my computer right now?
Meat and potatoes?
Yeah, meat and potatoes.
Why can't they be...
I can't say that right now. I'm so hungry.
Why can't they be burritos?
Or burritos? It's pasta. Just a saying. Meat and potatoes. Get right into the meat and potatoes of it.
Never heard that before.
It's a white people-ism.
That's very true.
It is definitely just a white people-ism.
Coleslaw of it all.
All right. So what I have here, and this is something funny. I'm on Reddit right now, and this is called Am I the Asshole? I'm sure everyone online is familiar with this. Mm-hmm. So this is one that is simply titled Am I the Asshole for Not Wanting to Buy My Wife a $5,000 Bag?
No. No, absolutely not.
Well, I gotta read the context.
What's the context?
Yeah,
give us 37 male, have a wife, 37 female. They always have to put the age and the gender of the people in this. Her birthday is the first week of April, and I asked her what gifts she would like. Usually I have no problem buying my wife stuff, but we have a decent amount of fun money after expenses. But this time she showed me that she wanted a handbag for almost $5,000. I asked her if she was being serious, and she was dead serious. We're not exactly rich, but we make close to, like, $500,000 together. Not rich. $500,000. Rich for my standards.
Is that a year? In a year?
Yes, in a year. I'm fairly certain. I told her the bag was pretty expensive, and I asked her if she'd mind choosing something else. She seemed kind of mad, but we went on to choose something for the... Oh, God. The 2,500 to 3,000 range, which I didn't mind doing. She left the room, though. She called me a cheapo and is giving me the cold shoulder, even after I had made, if I made a $5 billion a year. I think that a $5,000 for a bag is just kind of ridiculous. So, what do you think? Is this guy the asshole?
You want to go first? I have a lot to say, but...
I think you should start.
Yeah, I feel like you should start, Lita.
Okay. I'm not a fan of people wanting to buy things that are expensive, because they don't... nothing ever has to be $5,000. A purse? Okay, anyways. And they said they make how much? $500,000?
$500,000 a year. Combined.
And what was the range he said he was okay with?
The $2,500 to $3,000 range.
And the bag is $5,000.
The bag is $5,000.
Just shut up and buy the bag.
Yeah.
Shut up and buy it.
That was my opinion, too.
Oh.
Addy?
I don't know. You like, why do you need a $5,000 bag?
These people are rich.
If he offers that price range, just do it. But for her, like, specific, like, personally, I'm just like, what, there's better things to buy than a $5,000 bag. Like, what?
Yeah.
You're still going to put the
if
same
If I was
thing.
Him, I'd buy the bag.
Honestly, if you're making that much money, and it says that they have a decent amount of fun money after expenses. So that's like what? Car, insurance, groceries, school? I don't think they have kids, so
that
taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it seems like you have a decent amount of money. Buy the bag. Make your wife happy.
Yeah.
If you're okay spending $2,500 to $3,000 on a bag, just buy the $5,000 bag.
Or pay for my tuition.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least it goes somewhere.
Pay for my tuition. That would be amazing.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Shall we do another one?
Yes.
All right, give me one sec to find another one.
Oh, wow.
A lot of these are very serious. I need to find, like, a funny one. Hold up. There's a secret thing you can do.
What are the serious ones?
Well, like, what is it? Like, the serious ones are like, oh, here's one that I want to do, but I want to do a serious one. I'll say what the serious one is. Am I the asshole for kicking my sister out of the hospital and refusing to let her visit our mother? That is a,
That's a serious one?
That's an example of a serious one. Here's another one.
Funny. Lulu.
Sorry.
All right. Am I the asshole for not letting someone sit on one of the seats of my empty plane row for a long flight?
Well, what's the context?
There's a photo. There's two updates. I'll show you guys the photos later, but it's I, 27 male, was solo traveling to Europe a few weeks ago, 10-hour flight, and after boarding the plane, I found myself extremely happy as I had no one sitting in my row at all. I was extremely excited about it. This only happened to around five rows on that flight. Like me, they all lay at the ground across the three seats. After about an hour, I decided to go to the bathroom and come back to a surprise. Someone in the row next to me decided to sit on the aisle seat. He lets me through, and I sit for 5 minutes wanting to sleep. But I couldn't contain myself, and I called the guy to please move back to his seat. I was going to lie down. He starts saying that I can have two, and he can have one. He simply needs the empty seat for his kids' toys. I told him that I'm sorry, that it is not his seat, and he moved back. Eventually, he did the same to someone else, two rows back, and left his wife with a crying baby alone. It says, babe, I'm assuming that means baby. If he would have asked nicely, I'd say yes, but because of the way he sat down when I went to the bathroom, it made it very uncomfortable. So I had a beautiful, comfortable 10-hour flight and don't regret it one bit. Am I the asshole? What do we think?
Man, I don't even know. Like, what even is that situation?
Is that even his seat? Did he pay for that seat?
Well, he paid. Okay, I think what it is. This one is a little confusing. This guy booked one seat, and then his old row was empty, so he took up all three of those seats. And the other guy, another row, took the aisle seat of his row.
And left his wife and kid.
Well, I think that was later. This one's confusing. I'm very confused on this one.
I think he's not the asshole.
I don't think he's the asshole either, no. Because
he took care of himself, like self care. He should have. That guy should have took care of his kid and his wife by himself.
Yeah.
No help, because that's what men do, right? That's what men claim they do, right? So why would you sit there even? Like, if you know that's not your spot, why would you sit there?
Well, still, I mean, like, the one thing I see people saying on this is that he is the asshole. Is because he didn't buy the whole row, so it wasn't his seat to begin with. But still,
yeah.
The other guy didn't buy that seat in that row either. And then just goes a few rows back. Like, why? Why would he do that? That's my question.
Yeah, I'm sleeping for the next 10 hours.
Oh, in the update, he says, guy moved my jacket and neck pillow from the aisle seat when I went to the bathroom. So this guy, that makes it more or less of not the asshole. Because this guy, he went up to the bathroom and the guy moved his stuff, like, away from his spot.
I think this guy, the guy that took the seat is the asshole.
Yeah.
He deserved what was coming.
I think so, too. Update 2, photo. And there's a photo, and I'll describe it to you guys.
Can you just show us?
You can't really see anything, but that's what it looks like. So what we're looking at here, we're looking at like a seat. It's a really bad image of a seat. And like you can't really see anything. I'm guessing that's just his spot or what this empty row looks like. It doesn't really add anything. So we're saying, not the asshole? All right.
Mm-hmm. I think 10 hours of sleep was deserved for that guy, and the guy who stole the spot deserved 10 hours of a crying baby.
Yeah. All right, so we're running out of time here for our first episode. We're really glad you can join us. We're going to do a few more little questions that people have, or just talking about ourselves, and then we'll do a little plugging, and then we're going to sign off.
Okay.
All right. So, Addie, why don't you start? Why don't you talk about yourself a little bit?
Talk about myself?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm a freshman at NDSU here. And
I didn't know that.
What was that face?
I didn't know that. I didn't know you were older than I am. No, it's not that. It's just like you, the way you composed yourself. I just thought you were older than me because you knew everything already. But, and I was just, well, you're a freshman too.
I just pretend I know everything.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
No, you're good. I run the switcher here at Bison Information Network. It's the big board. Yeah, we do. I help out with a. It's called Bison Overtime. Logan and Vinny, hello, if you're listening. They're the anchors.
They're probably going to be listening.
Probably. I love you, buds. Yeah, Bison Overtime, it's a sports show. They just talk and argue about sports, NDSU, national sports, whatever. And I just run it for them. I'm having a great time.
She does it. She does everything, guys.
She's the moment.
Literally.
What about you, Lulu?
What do I do? What do you mean, like, here I've been?
Well, anything. What do you do?
I do a lot, actually. I have 3 jobs, guys.
Dang.
Oh.
It's like, you have 2.
Yeah, I work at Caribou.
Yeah, she works at, she's a barista.
I also have 2.
Yeah. What are you?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay. Mysterious. Oh, well, yeah, I have 3. Number 1, I work for the newspaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
You work for Spectrum?
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that.
Yes.
I did know that. I just forgot.
Hee-hee.
I love it.
And then I work here for the social media. I do a lot of editing. And also have my own podcast, which should I plug in? Or?
Yes, plug your podcast,
guys,
please.
Find me at Diverseverse. That's Diverse/VERSE. Podcast.
Yeah.
It's totally not what you guys are thinking. It's kind of exactly like this, but you get to learn a little bit. you get to learn a little bit about other views and people and stuff. What else do I do? Oh, I also work at a hospital, pharmacy in hospital.
Ooh, fun.
That's really cool.
That is really nice.
Lots of stories from that too, if you want me to talk about that in another episode.
That might be interesting.
What else about me? That's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I do right now.
All right. Well, as you know, I'm Henry Radock, RADOC. Please don't steal my identity. I have 2 jobs. I work at an ice cream shop that I don't really want to say the name to. I work for the Bison Information Network. I do a lot of social media. Usually, I'm the weatherman. You've seen my face on the weather as I jumble out a mess of words that are weather at you. And I also now am running this podcast, which is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it, what it's going to be.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to get on different people every time so we can have more than 2 people. Or like more than just the same 2 people.
Damn, are we not good enough for you?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. No. It's just nice to have other people because there's a lot more people in Bin, and, you know, a lot of people like talking.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my main thing, I'm a music major. I'm studying vocal music education here at NDSU. It's a lot of fun. I was recently in Company. I was Harry in Company. If you saw the show, I was the guy who got beat up by his wife.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of fun.
I saw it.
I know. It was a lot of fun. It was a really fun karate. It was a good musical. Speaking of which, it was Sondheim's birthday today. And I was really happy about that. The guy who wrote that show. He was 94.
Go him.
He's also dead.
That's okay. We can celebrate his birthday still. Like
he would have been 94. He was 91 when he died.
Blow some candles around their Ouija board.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to New York and put an Ouija board in his house and commune with him.
In his house.
In his like old apartment. I don't know. Maybe his husband will let me.
Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, in New York.
They're probably having a ghost party. After party. Sorry.
Let's invite him on the show.
Sondheim's husband?
No.
Sondheim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
We can do that.
And
we
then you fly to New York, or walk, or drive, or whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna
and
walk to New York City for
Ouija board.
Fargo.
No, wait. Let him possess you.
Yeah.
So you can be like,
I'm just gonna be that's boring. I'm gonna be possessed
how is
by
being
a
possessed boring.
It's not gonna be boring because
well,
you're
the
gonna
guy
be like,
who's possessing me is a 91-year-old Jewish a composer from the the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It's okay. You'll that's be okay. like Dr.
He's gonna
Jekyll.
Talk about music and music theory, and it's not gonna be that interesting.
I would love to talk to him.
You're gonna be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, like every 5 minutes you're just switching.
But
characters.
Then I can't
yeah,
talk
exactly,
to him.
Exactly.
Addie, you should take the soul of Stephen Sondheim.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You should take the soul of Stephen Sondheim so I can talk to Sondheim. The man's my hero.
What if I never come back and it's just him?
I don't think...
Even better.
What if he lives my life?
I don't think you should put a 94-year-old man ghost in Addie. Don't do that.
I don't want that either.
Okay. Anyway, this has been a great episode. A good first episode. I'm really happy you can join us. I will see you guys next time. Yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.